Hi, listeners of M-Cubed, Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem.
We're friends of the pod. Allow us to introduce ourselves.
I'm Beth.
And I'm Bailey.
And we are True Crime B&B. We do a podcast every week. We release on Fridays.
And every week we'll bring to you two different true crime stories.
First, we'll bring you a disturbing story.
And then one that will hopefully uplift your spirits a little bit.
We'd love to have you listen to our podcast.
Yeah, so join us every week on Friday. Find us anywhere you find your podcasts, on Spotify, Apple,
Google Podcasts.
I don't know anywhere else.
And also you can find us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at True Crime B&B.
Did we even mention that we're mom and daughter?
No. I hope you join our crime family. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Paige.
What you doing?
Not eating mud pies from cows.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I thought so.
What else are you doing?
We're recording a podcast, Paige.
We are?
I think so.
Are you sure?
You're questioning me. No, I don't know.
What's it called?
M-Cubed?
Murder, Mystery, Mayhem!
Fuck yes.
After scorpions shed their tails, they die of constipation.
That's fucked up. Did you know that we have scorpions here?
Why? Why, Sam? Mm-hmm.
Because we live near the lake. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed our last episode.
We had fun making it.
We really did, and I really enjoyed editing it.
Yeah, I see you left all my wrong trivia answers.
I did, and I left the part where you said you're gonna edit this, right? I was like, no.
Of course not. You could have made me look very smart, Sam.
It's the power of editing, okay?
I know, and you didn't make me look smart.
I don't know many people that would know all of those answers.
I would have if you would have edited it.
It's not as fun if you just got everything right.
It is, though.
No, it's not.
It's fun for me.
Maybe for you. Not for me.
Samantha.
Don't call me Samantha. That's weird. I am Sam. That was a fun episode.
It was.
The name came as a tribute to one of our fellow true crime podcasts, Live, Laugh, Murder, and you should absolutely listen to them.
Yeah. Hey, Carmen. Hey, Johanna.
Hey. No, that one part did, like, it had me dying.
Aftercare.
I should have named it Aftercare in the form of dumbassery. That's what it should have been, not Aftercare / dumbassery. I can still change it. Anyway.
You can.
I have the power. Anything new?
Well, since we just recorded yesterday.
This is true.
No. Yeah. Nothing new today. I did hit myself in the face with the laptop. That was fun.
I need you to tell this whole story because, like, it sounds crazy.
Just call me Adam Sandler. Yeah, so I was in the bed. I was researching. I put my laptop down next to me and I passed out. I woke up in the middle of the night and I could hear this noise and I didn't know what it was. It was like a kind of noise. I don't know. I don't know how to make the sound. But anyways, I laid there for a minute trying to figure out what it was. And I was like, is it the toilet? Is it just running? I was like, I'm not fucking getting up. I'm just going to pay the damn bill. What was that?
It was my phone. There you go. Sorry. I made it go away.
And I finally figured out that it was my laptop. And I was like, the fuck? So I go to grab it, and at this point, I still haven't opened my eyes, and I'm yanking on it, but it's not moving because it's still fucking plugged up, but I'm half asleep. So I yank it again, and finally, I pull it hard enough that it pops my ass in the face. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Amazingly, there's no bruising, though.
Yeah, no, but it fucking hurts still.
I bet it does. You whacked yourself in the face with a fucking laptop.
Yeah. And then I opened it up, and there was, like, white noise, like a white screen. with all these squiggles all over it.
Yeah, that's the part that freaks me out a little bit more than, like, you hit yourself in the head with a laptop.
Yeah, somebody's trying to contact me from the other side or some shit.
Who would that be?
I don't know. Heath Ledger, hopefully.
Why him, of all people?
Hello? Beautiful.
Yeah, but...
A girl can dream.
But, like, do you really want ghosty Heath Ledger? Or does it matter just because it's Heath Ledger?
It's just Heath Ledger. Gotcha. I mean, I hope it's not... I mean, I'll be an alien contacting me. Taking me to my mother planet.
They're here to probe you.
Boom, boom, butt stuff.
And full circle. You wouldn't know that we are adults.
We are adults. This is where we let loose.
We really do. Everywhere else is just like, we're in a little box. So we don't really have any new shit. I'm just gonna be like, please tell us your spooky stories.
Fun facts.
Or give us a case suggestion. Not that I'm running out of cases just yet, but like, if there's one that you want to hear over others, or if you live in a small town and some crazy murder or incident happened that wasn't covered by the main media, let me know.
Yeah.
I want to do that shit.
Or if you just want to gossip about celebrities, I'm down for that too.
Yeah.
Send me that shit.
Paige will know more than I do.
You want to talk about TV shows? I'm here for it.
She is.
I have to get caught up on The Boys. I'm so fucking excited that it's finally out and I have not watched a single episode yet.
So you can find the form to do all of that on our Linktree. My brain just went away.
Linktree, like website?
Yeah.
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 Or you can message us on Instagram or email us.
Or message us on Facebook.
Yeah. We don't get a lot of messages on Facebook.
No, we've had like one.
But our Instagram is lit. Did you like that?
I like how you paused. And the head movement that went with it.
I had to add for
it. Yeah, you did. It was great. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love you so much.
I know.
So do that, because seriously, I'm working on The Terrible Case, and I need something that will bring me back up from terrible, spirally terribleness.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to Conan O'Brien lately to get me out of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Podcast?
Yeah.
He had Jeff Goldblum on there.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious.
I bet.
Jeff Goldblum is just hilarious anyways.
He is.
But... I don't know. Like, I've always loved Conan O'Brien, because when, we were younger and we didn't have cable,
mm-hmm.
he was on, like, whatever channel, five or some shit? Late night? I can't remember what channel, but he was on Late Night Show, and I didn't sleep when I was younger, obviously, and I'd watch him. So, yeah, he was my favorite, but he's actually really, I know they, like, write shit for him on the shows,
mm-hmm.
but just off the cuff, he is really funny.
Yeah.
He cracks me up. So him and Jeff Goldblum were just gold. It was awesome. Oh yeah, if y'all have any funny podcasts too.
Yes.
Let us know.
Yes.
Because we need some uplifting stuff sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, we can't always do a dumbassery episode. I mean, we could.
They are fun. They are definitely fun.
They are really funny. So I was editing and Jude, my 3-year-old, was laying on my bed watching TV. As I was trying so hard to listen and concentrate, it was not working. I start laughing really hard at some bullshit that we were going on about. There's no telling what it was. And he goes, Mom, why are you laughing? I'm like, I just thought something was funny. Okay. And then he went back to his loud ass TV over here. I was like, why are you like this? I can't laugh.
Nope. No. No joy.
No joy.
Mothers can have no joy.
Fuck that shit. Oh, that kid's gonna be the death of me. Anywho.
What story you got for us today, Sam?
Have you ever heard of The Watcher House?
I think so. Didn't they make a movie about it?
The loosest based story I have ever seen Hollywood do on any story. It is so fucking stupid.
Is it?
I got so pissed off.
What's it called?
It's The Watcher,
I think. It's actually called The Watcher?
Yeah, it's either Watcher or Watcher House or something of the sort. I don't know. But listen. So, I did the research on all of this, like, web-based first, and then I was like, I'm going to watch this movie, because it would be awesome to watch a movie that's kind of based on it. Within 30 minutes, I was like, this is bullshit. I finished it, but this is bullshit.
Yeah.
it was ridiculous. They got bits and pieces from the story, and then they just took so many liberties. It was not a... Anyway, so if you haven't heard of it, it is an actual house that is in Westfield, New Jersey. The address is 657 Boulevard. So this is a beautiful fucking house. Like, fucking gorgeous. Wraparound porch. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I would die. Like, I would love to live in a house like that.
I was about to say, you would die to live in it.
I mean, technically, no. Nobody's died in it.
Oh, well, somebody died in it.
Mm-mm. No. So, a little bit of information. It was originally built in 1905, and the house is about 3,869 square feet. It has 6 bedrooms, 4 baths, and it sits on just under half an acre.
Dang.
Yeah. It was last sold, from when I did my research before, it was months ago. it was last sold on sometime in July of 2019 for $959,000. If they tried to sell that now, I'm sure that number would, like,
double.
It'd be millions. But it's changed hands a few times. But the more important part is the people who bought it in 2014. Their names are Derek and Maria Brodus? I don't know. It's one of those. I'm going to call them Derek and Maria. Like I said, they bought this home in June of 2014. Other than the beauty of the house, because, like I said, it's fucking beautiful, they chose the home because Maria's childhood home was just a short drive away.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted a home with enough room for the family of 5.
Oh, yeah.
They were getting settled in and everything was great. It was fantastic. They were doing some renovations and things like that. But one evening, Derek found a letter in the mail. It didn't have a return address, and it wasn't sent through the postal service. It was just...
An envelope.
It was addressed to new owners.
Oh, okay.
The letter read, "Dearest new neighbor at 657 Boulevard, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. 657 Boulevard has been the subject of my family for decades now, and is approaching its 110th birthday. I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for the second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched in the 1960s. It's now my time. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of 657 Boulevard? Why are you here? I will find out."
So, this is giving me, like, The House is Alive vibes.
And oh, it keeps going.
He's making sure that it doesn't eat the world.
Maybe. I don't know. It says, "Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested?"
What?
"Better for me. Was your old house too small for the growing family? Or was it greed to bring me your children? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me. There are hundreds and hundreds of cars that drive by 657 Boulevard each day. Maybe I am in one. Look at all the windows you can see from 657 Boulevard. Maybe I am in one. Look out any of the many windows in 657 Boulevard at all the people who stroll by each day. Maybe I am one. Welcome, friends. Welcome. Let the party begin. Signed, The Watcher."
Hot damn.
I don't know about you, but I'd be like, fuck you. And be selling that motherfucking house.
Like, what the hell?
So, obviously disturbed by this odd-ass letter.
Yeah, no shit. You know, he had me up until the blood part.
Okay, so it, like, he was talking about being the Watcher, and then he switched to being the house.
Yeah.
And then back to the Watcher.
Right.
Either way, it's real fucking creepy.
Yeah.
Obviously, this odd-ass letter disturbed Derek, so yeah. He spoke to his wife about it, Maria. They were still living in their own old home while renovating the new one. After discussing the letter, they chose to email the previous owners, John and Andrea Woods. The Woods recalled receiving a letter a few days before moving out that was signed to the Watcher. It was odd, but didn't think anything more of it because it hadn't happened in the 23 years of them living in that home. So she threw the letter away.
So what did that letter say?
They don't know because she threw it away.
Oh.
And this was weeks or months before.
I think she's lying. I think she probably got more letters.
Maybe. Maybe they wanted to get rid of the house and be like, fuck you.
Yeah, I think so.
That is one theory. So once they got that answer from the previous owners, the couple contacted the police. The couple contacted the police because obviously that was creepy as fuck.
Yeah, no shit.
And they have three children, like small children, not teenagers, small fucking kids.
Young blood.
I'm sorry if you hear my children. I'll try to edit them out, but it's probably not going to happen. Anyway, so law enforcement told them not to tell anyone, especially the neighbors, because law enforcement assumed it was one of the neighbors, the way they were talking about the neighborhood and kind of how they knew what was going on around.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, there was another fucking letter.
Ooh.
This one read, "Welcome again to your new home at 657 Boulevard. The workers have been busy, and I have been watching you unload carfuls of your personal belongings. The dumpster is a nice touch. Have they found what's in the walls yet? In time they will. 657 Boulevard is anxious for you to move in. It has been years and years since the young blood ruled the hallways of the house. Have you found all the secrets it holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement? Or are they too afraid to go down there alone? I would be. I would be very afraid if I were them. It is far away from the rest of the house. If you are upstairs, you would never hear them scream. Will they sleep in the attic? Or will you all sleep on the second floor? Who has the bedroom facing the street? I'll know as soon as you move in. It will help me to know who is in which bedroom. Then I can plan better. All of the windows and doors on 657 Boulevard allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house. Who am I? I am the Watcher and have been in control of 657 for the better part of 2 decades now. The Woods family turned it over to you. It was their time to move on and kindly sold it to you when I asked them to. I pass by many times a day. 657 Boulevard is my job, my life, my obsession. And now you are too, Broadus family. Welcome to the product of your greed. Greed is what brought the past 3 families to 657 Boulevard, and now it has brought you to me. Have a happy moving in day. You know I'll be watching. Signed, The Watcher."
Fuck that. Fuck that so hard.
I don't even know. I can't. So, when this letter came, they obviously freaked the fuck out.
Yeah, fuck that.
So they stopped bringing their kids with them when they were moving shit in. Or when they were checking on the renovations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
When they stopped coming so frequently, another letter was left, only saying, "Where have you gone to? 657 is missing you." So even after investigating for a year, there were no leads as to where these letters were coming from.
They just say to put a camera up and see who the fuck puts it in the mailbox.
This was in 2014.
They have cameras?
There would be cameras. I don't know. It makes no sense. Like, it freaks me out so much. There had to have been ways of finding out who did it.
Well, yeah. Either their neighbor really just don't like to have neighbors. Yeah. And is fucking with them hard. Or, I don't know.
I mean, if I was going to fuck with one of my neighbors, I wouldn't do that. That just seems too excessive. And I can be a petty
people,
bitch.
I was going to say, some people are just weird.
I can be a super petty bitch sometimes. So the family had decided to sell the home after around 6 months after getting this letter. The really long, creepy one. Like the second one that I mentioned. However, it was hard to do so because rumors started spreading around about the letters. And the media was getting involved. No question there, though. How the fuck does the media know if nobody's talking about it? If they weren't supposed to be telling their neighbors, then how does the media know?
Because she's telling. Or somebody's telling.
So they were very frustrated and angry that the Woods didn't tell them about this letter, about the letter they had received. They even tried suing them. But the judge determined the Woods didn't realize it was an actual threat and weren't intentionally hiding anything. Because they agreed, they said there was only one letter that they ever got, and that was before they moved.
The Watcher said that he told them to sell it to him.
Yeah, I don't know. So, in 2015, the family attempted to gain approval to split the lot, and around Christmas time, the families that were against the lot splitting received threatening letters signed Friends of the Broadus family. The thought process behind them splitting the lot, which it's only half an acre.
Yeah.
So it's not, like, it would be that much. I don't know. Because this house is pretty good size.
Yeah, it was 3,000 square foot. That would take up
I mean, it's multiple stories.
Oh, yeah, true. But, it, I mean, it's going to take up most of that half acre.
Yeah, so I'm not entirely sure why they were planning on doing that, other than they were trying to get some of the money they had lost in renovations from it. So, in 2016, the family found another family that was willing to rent the home with the option to leave if another letter arrived. So, again, finding ways around losing a shit ton of money. Right. Because this was a big investment.
Which is understandable.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, after they found this family moved in, another letter arrived. The vile and spiteful Derek and his wench of a wife, Maria. This is a really good start to a letter, isn't it?
Yeah.
657 Boulevard survived your attempted assault and stood strong with its army of supporters barricading its gates. My soldiers of the Boulevard followed my orders to a T. They carried out their mission and saved the soul of 657 Boulevard with my orders. All hail the Watcher. Maybe a car accident, maybe a fire, maybe something as simple as a mild illness that never seems to go away, but makes you feel sick day after day after day after day after day. Maybe the mysterious death of a pet. Loved ones suddenly die. Planes and cars and bicycles crash. Bones break. You are despised by the house. And the Watcher won. Psychotic.
Yeah.
So the other family stayed and requested that they installed cameras.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did they install one by the mailbox?
They did install them, but there was never another letter received.
Ba-bam.
So in 2016, a horror movie titled The Watcher, based on their experience, was made. They were not able to stop production of the movie, and in 2018, Netflix won the rights to their story. So, like I said, it was a complete shit movie is what it is. There is, like, three little kernels in the entire thing that come from the actual story.
Yeah. And which is the three letters?
it didn't even show the fucking letters.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it was real fucking stupid. So, law enforcement and everybody investigated this for about a year before they kind of gave up and was like, there's no fucking clues anywhere. No clues.
Literally, all you had to do is put up a camera.
Yeah. While the police were watching the house for any suspicious activity, there was a car that stopped outside the home late one night. It was traced to a woman who lived in a nearby town. Her boyfriend had lived on the block, and when questioned, she reported her boyfriend was a gamer and played dark video games, and one was called The Watcher. He agreed to be interviewed, but he never showed up. So without further evidence, they were forced to let him be.
Hmm.
So that's one.
So he played a video game called The Watcher.
Mm-hmm.
Or he has a bunch of cameras in the house and he says it's a video game called The Watcher.
Well, maybe that's why that's why he kept asking why they, or if they knew what was in the walls.
Yeah, cameras.
I don't know. So, the next one. Michael Langford. He was a neighbor. Derek had even suggested to the police that they should look into him. Apparently, he got some, like, weird vibes from him whenever they attended a barbecue after the first letter arrived. And so they told law enforcement about him. But Langford lived with his 93-year-old mother, who had been there since the 60s. And Langford's father died 12 years before the Brodesses moved in, which aligns with the mention of the watching of the house in the past decades.
Gotcha, yeah.
Because, you know, he's been doing that for a better part of a decade or more.
Mm-hmm.
His father watched it in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know anything about his grandpa. He apparently was that neighbor that would scare the living shit out of you by constantly, like, watching out of his window in, like, this creepy-ass fucking way. I think he's just leering. So that's fun. He was questioned about the letters, but he denied it. Obviously.
Well, yeah, nobody's gonna say, oh yeah, that was me.
They tried luring him out by sending a letter. They tried luring him out by sending a letter saying they were going to demolish the house, but there was no response from the Watcher. There was DNA found on one of the letters, but it was female DNA, so they looked into Langford's sister, but the DNA did not match.
Okay.
Which brings me to the third possibility, and that is the Brodess family themselves.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Essentially, it boils down to buyer's remorse. They have this big-ass family. They bought this big-ass house. They decided they were going to renovate it. It was taking way too much money, way too much time, all of this shit. And they were like, fuck, this is too much. Let's find a way out of it. So they start with the letters.
So they send one to the Woods family first?
That is like the one loophole here. So not only did they move into this bigger house that was a lot more money and all of this stuff, this was the third move in a few years that they had made. So they started out in like a $350,000 house, moved to a $770,000 house, and then moved to this house, which was just under $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the renovations and everything, it bumped it much higher.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And the theory is that the little letter that was threatening the neighbors about the split property issue, where it was signed the Brodus family's friends or whatever, people think that Derek did that. They asked him about whether he did it, and he denied it, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are the three things. And the one theory that people stick to the most is this Michael Langford guy, because he seems super suspicious, apparently.
Did they ever find out what was in the walls?
No. No, and there was a shit ton of renovation and everything. Yeah, I wouldn't have lived there.
No.
Before I would have ever let any rumors go around, I would have been like, okay, so how can I sell this house now?
Yeah.
Who do we need to give it to?
Yeah, I don't think it was Derek and Maria, because if it was, that really fucking backfired on them sending them the damn letters.
Yeah, it did.
So,
but like you pointed out, though, they would have had to have this plan like 2 weeks before the other people moved out.
Yeah, because they sent Woods a letter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's just somebody being an asshole and creepy as fuck. And the odd thing is, though, no one else has had any letters from the Watcher.
Because I put cameras up.
Maybe. Or maybe there was a ghostie that just didn't like either one of them.
Or maybe it was just them.
Or maybe it was just them. I mean, you know. So, I guess they could have sent the letter 2 weeks prior to...
Because it usually takes 30 days to close.
Yeah. So they would know. And so after they made that agreement, maybe they thought that this woman would say something. And be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I don't know what this is, but this is weird. And then that would give them an out.
Yeah, but if they were really wanting an out, they probably would have done it more than once, you know?
Yeah.
Like, send a letter probably, like, every damn day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I really want them to test the DNA of Maria, though.
Yeah, why didn't they?
Because if they tested the DNA of the one guy's sister, wouldn't it have been, like, a familial match if anything else popped up?
Yeah. Yeah, why didn't they do Maria? Did she just say no?
I don't know. Don't know the answer to that.
So this is unsolved?
Yeah.
There's no conclusion to this?
No conclusion. Just creepy-ass fucking letters, and now you have a new fear. So you're welcome. Watched.
Did you ever watch that movie? I think it's like Christine's House or some shit. Christina's House.
Maybe.
It's a really good movie.
Is it a creepy movie that I won't want to watch because, like, I'll freak out?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
I love scary movies.
I don't. See, like, the scariest thing that I've watched, and I would actually watch again, are the Haunting of Hill House and Blythe Manor, or Blythe Manor, whatever the
fuck. Blythe Manor, yeah.
Yeah, I will watch those. I will rewatch those, because no matter how many times you watch it, you find something new every single time.
Yeah, that's good. But Christina's House is an old movie, but It's a good movie. I mean, it's not, like, super old, but it is good. I mean, you're not going to watch it, right?
No, probably not.
Okay, well, they move into a house, like the Watcher, The Watcher house. And he has, like, somebody's living in the house already. And he has the house rigged. Yeah, it's crazy.
No.
And he watches her, Christina, and stuff like that.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Mm-mm.
Make you go,
I already do that. I don't need more.
Hey, you got a big house. There might be somebody living in here, too.
It wouldn't surprise me with how much fucking laundry I have to do every week.
There's probably, like, 10 people living here, right?
Fucking dishes. That's how I feel, Jesus too, Christ. Yeah. Like, I... There's so many fucking people. Since this is a shorter episode, because we've only been recording for about 42 minutes, by the way, which is insanely short for one of my episodes.
It is. I'm very surprised.
I don't know what to do with myself. I feel like it's too short. We can have a podcast recommendation corner.
Oh, yeah. We recommend podcast.
Podcast promotion? I don't know. What would we call it?
Watch these bitches.
Let your ear holes enjoy this shit.
Your ear hole enjoyment.
Yep, that's it. Ear hole enjoyment corner. No, ear hole enjoyment. I don't know. You're thinking of something dirty. I know you are. So what are you thinking?
Nothing. So for our ear hole, for your ear hole enjoyment.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
We have a podcast that we like to listen to, which we talked about, Live, Laugh, Murder.
Yeah, we talk about them like every time.
I know, because we love them.
Yeah.
Other ones that we listen to include True Crime B&B, which we've talked about them before,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Beth and Bailey.
They're hilarious.
They are. They are so funny. Love them. Another one is Evil Pudding.
I recently discovered them, and they are fantastic. So he is a ex-cop or something of the sort. I think he used to be in the military.
Mm-hmm. He was in the army.
And he was, like, law enforcement on the bases. So it's fun to listen to her tell the story and his reaction. It's fun.
Yeah. Courtney and Patrick.
Yep.
Shout out. Love y'all. And then we also have Spilling the Crime.
Mm-hmm.
They are hilarious.
They are. I think their specific thing is they're all about true crime and wine.
Yeah, yeah. We love some wine.
We do.
It's great. I think if we had more wine while we were recording, it would be a mess.
We're already a shit show.
I know.
Why would we add to it? Don't get me wrong, we're going to, like, we're going to have some random ass game days where we just get drunk and have extra people here, because I think that would be hilarious. Speaking of,
Dick Fingers.
Kristen says she's in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, she told my brother, she's like, your sister needs me for her podcast, I'm going.
Yes. So, let's do it.
So Kristen will be in.
There are some more, and I'm trying to get to them.
Creme de la Crème.
Yes!
She's fantastic.
Love it.
Yes. I don't think any of them cuss as much as we do. And by we, I mean me.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's another one. And they just did a really good episode 2 on Shelly Notech.
Oh, yeah. I remember you responded to that one.
Because
she got paroled, didn't she?
She's getting paroled, yeah. This month. Where the hell you be?
Oh, Murder with My Husband is also hilarious.
Yes, I love Murder with My Husband. That's who I started listening to when I got into True Crime.
It cracks me up every time. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I hate it.
So, Sadistic True Crime. Give them a listen to.
I need to listen to them.
Yes. They just did Michelle Notech. And that is horrible. I read that book. It's bad. It's real bad. And she's getting out, which is bullshit. Such fucking bullshit.
That's the next book that we're going to dive into and have a fun little podcast over. And by little, it's probably going to be like a 4-part or 2.
Yeah, it's going to be long. And of course, Morbid's always good. We love some Morbid. And no, Murder. Yes. Murder Most Irish.
Yes.
They're fanny.
They are. Yeah, Morbid and Moms and Murder. And then all but, like, one of the others that we mentioned are on my rotation.
Yeah.
They're constant. As long as I can put a headphone in, because my kids, they listen and absorb everything.
Yeah. Now that I work 5 minutes away instead of 30.
Your podcast listening has gone down, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, The Crime Chronicles.
I haven't listened to them yet.
You should. Bonded Bitches.
Bonded Bitches. That's a great name.
It is, right? Bonded Bitches. Yeah, yeah. Food and Crime. I gotta get Food and Crime back on my rotation. Pause.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and assume that was a, I don't know, what would you rate that one? Because we've not rated our episodes in a minute.
I mean,
on one scale of 1 to T-Rex.
So out of our Murder, Mystery, Mayhem, that's definitely a mystery.
Absolutely.
One.
And Mayhem. I'm gonna go with Mayhem as well.
I mean, it was fucking weird.
It was.
I don't know. There's not really a trigger warning.
No, it's just fucking creepy as shit.
Yeah, it's just really fucking creepy.
Like, reading the letters go full T-Rex, and then after they're done and read, it's just like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, but then it never happened again.
Right.
Why? Because cameras.
There's that. Also, I'm going to apologize once again for my children running around because they sound like motherfucking elephants.
Dumpa, dumpa, dumpa.
So I'd say like a 2, 3, 2.
That's a 1. Come on now.
I don't know. If you would have gotten those letters, what would you do?
Move the fuck out. But they could have been sending it themselves.
That's true. I don't know. So a 1.
Yeah. I'd say a 1. Creepy shit.
Creepy shit. Yeah. I don't know. So anyway, what you got for me today since I had yesterday's lovely trivia?
Okay. So, Sam, you know that big knot of fruit flies buzzing around your fruit in your head?
What?
You know, like fruit flies.
Yeah.
Normally they're like in a group.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. They're hungry for more than that, than just that banana.
What are they hungry for, Paige?
I'll tell you. It starts off slow, but still gross. 2 by 2, the fruit flies pair up and start building arousal through what some call oral sexual foreplay.
It's an orgy.
It's an orgy.
It's a fly orgy.
It's a fly orgy.
It's a florgy.
Florgy.
God, I'll never look at it the same way again. Oh, florgies.
It says, okay, so it says, some call oral sexual foreplay, but what we call tiny bugs going down on each other. Then comes the action, which for beings which only live for a little over a month, lasts an impressive 20 minutes.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Get it?
Damn. I mean, that is like a quarter of their life, so.
Dang. Could you imagine fucking for a quarter of your life?
Not a bad life.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, I love when that's said.
No sooner has her first partner rolled over and fallen asleep has the female fruit fly buzzed off in search of more.
It's a florgy.
A few more, actually. The female will keep trying out new males until she finds Mr. Right, or at least Mr. Right now, and he's the one that will pass on the genetic code to her litter of little flies.
It's a florgy.
Yep, florgy.
So, stupid question, and I'm sure you don't have the answer to this, but because you said Mr. Right, how does she keep the other not Mr. Rights from impregnating her? See, I told you you didn't know the answer, but if somebody out there does, please inform me, because I don't know the answer to that.
Do you want me to read another one? These are really funny, actually.
Tell me more, tell me more. The look on your face does not say funny. The look on your face is fucked up.
Yeah, it's really fucking weird. Otters are murderous, necrophiliac, interspecies sex offenders.
I've got to break this down in my head. So, they fuck dead things.
The female otters are lovely creatures, adorable and sweet. Male otters should be registered as sex offenders.
Because they fuck everything in sight?
Apparently the I love this website. I'm going to have to give y'all this website. Apparently the kryptonite for these little deviants are baby seals.
No.
Which everyone knows are pretty adorable and sweet in their own right. But these beastly little boy otters have a thing about raping them.
Oh my god.
And when a boy otter does the deed with a girl otter, the act involves holding her head under the water. Because boy otters are horrible, girl otters don't usually have a problem with this, although sometimes they drown. Which is a whole other topic for counseling. Baby seals aren't as good as at holding their breath. So the act of otter-on-seal copulation often results in seal death.
Oh my god!
And sometimes, please, 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 don't ask why, the male otters are known to continue mounting the body of the dead seal for up to a week after its death.
The fuck? Why do you tell me these things, Paige? Why the fuck do you tell me? Listen, I can't. You can't do these things to me. You just can't.
Well, I'm not going to do it to you, but an otter might.
God dang it. You know exactly what I mean. Why do you tell? Oh my God, that's fucking terrible. I'll never look at otters the same way ever again.
You know, I really
poor baby seals.
Thought that I liked otters. I still like female otters.
Proven wrong.
I still like female otters.
I can't.
Fucking koalas are the worst, though.
This is true.
Fuck koalas.
Hey, did you know that?
Actually, don't fuck koalas.
Don't.
You'll get chlamydia.
Yeah, you will. Did you know that hippopotamus milk is pink?
Strawberry milk.
I told you this yesterday, but I'm not going to lie. The first thought that I had was, does it taste like strawberry?
I bet you won't get close enough to find out.
Hell no, I won't. But then I was like, so chocolate milk does come from brown cows.
Brown cow.
So there's my stupidity for the day.
How now, brown cow?
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this not as funny episode as last week's, but...
Well, yeah, of course it's not as funny. We did true crime stuff this time.
We did.
Well, technically we did crime stuff last time, too.
Yeah.
This was our mystery episode.
Yes. So if you want to, you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and the Twitter. If you'd like to talk to us for any reason, you can do so in any of those social medias. Or email us at m3truecrimepod@gmail.com.
Send us case suggestions, please.
Fun facts. Spooky shit, fun facts. Anything at all, really.
Yeah. Gossip. I like to gossip. I don't have any drama in my life, so...
She lives vicariously through all of everything else.
Yeah. Give me the drama. Let me know.
Yeah. You can find the form to request those things or send us that shit through our link tree, which you can find on the social media. And, yeah.
Drop some likes. Rate us. Give us a review.
Share us with your friends.
Yeah.
And if you hate us, share us with the people that you don't like just to fuck with them. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Tell us, hey, if you tell us their name, we'll, at the very end, we'll just be like, fuck you, Andrea. And they'll be like, what the hell?
I love that idea, actually. It's fantastic. If you want us to follow through with that, send that shit in. Dude, maybe we could make a whole, like, we should start a Patreon for the extra shit. Have, like, a whole ass episode where we're like, fuck you, and like, say the name.
Fuck you, Karen.
Anyway. It's been great.
It's been awesome.
It has. Okay, bye!
Bye!